Thanks for tuning in. This is Weekends on All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Jackie Lydon. It sounds like a horror story. Every few years, usually in the winter months, residents of the town of Leesburg, Virginia, come home from work to find their backyards overrun with turkey vultures. Not just a few birds, but hundreds of them everywhere. NPR's Liz Baker went to Leesburg to check it out.
Lieutenant Jeff Dubay is with the town of Leesburg's police department. Tonight, like every night this week, he's dispatched on a special project, driving out the huge flock of vultures that has taken over town.
They like Leesburg. There's really no rhyme or reason. Every 3 to 5 years, they come back in mass like they did this year, 200 to 300.
As you can imagine, 200 to 300 vultures cause a lot of damage.
They defecate on the houses, cars, and it's very acidic. It can strip paint.
It also kills grass and yard plants and sickens dogs, cats, and young children who get into it.
And it smells really bad, too.
But Leesburg's residents can't just go out and get rid of the vultures on their own. The raptors are covered under the Migratory Bird Treaty Act, so bothering the birds is illegal, unless you're with the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Dubay explains.
That's when we have to call in the professionals, the USDA, to come in because they're authorized to perform the harassment techniques.
That's right, harassment techniques. There are two tried and true methods for getting rid of vultures. One is shooting loud fireworks at them, and the other, and this will sound a little strange, is hanging a dead vulture from a tree. Tonight, USDA wildlife specialist Chad Forehand is on vulture duty.
And this is the place that had over about 200 birds roosting in it each night.
Forehand brings me to a house in a quiet suburban neighborhood, home base for the vultures, and for John Camp, who has lived here for 21 years.
I like it after Hitchcock movie. It just made a big mess back in the backyard, and I didn't want them.
Tonight, there's only one vulture in Camp's yard, a dead one, put there by Forehand.
It's a vulture hanging upside down. That's all it is. And that's the main reason they're not here anymore.
It's a pretty strong visual statement when they fly back and they see one of their own hanging there. They're not going to want to stick around.
Firecrackers also drive the vultures away. The loud noise scares them out of the trees. These methods clearly work. Talking with Dubay out in the rain, I keep scanning the sky for the apocalyptic swarm of vultures I'd been expecting. They seem to be a no-show. But then, I see one.
Yep, he's trying to sneak in.
Just a solitary vulture, but still a big, hulking presence against the gray sky. It circles lower and lower over the rooftops, searching for a landing spot.
Yeah, they're very crafty.
The vulture flaps away in the rain and is gone, even before the smoke from the screamer dissipates.
You can imagine that tree was full of about 200 birds and he did that. It's an impressive sight to watch them leave.
With 200 vultures in one Virginia town, it's easy to think that the birds are thriving. But scientists aren't so sure.
There's really a lot that we just don't know about these birds.
Yula Kapitanakos studies vultures at the Cornell Lab of Ornithology.
There's been varying estimates even as to how many individuals there are of turkey vultures and black vultures, which are only two of the seven species that are found in the New World.
Kapitanakos says part of the problem is that vultures are just really difficult to keep track of, and they have much better eyesight than humans, so they're very hard to catch and tag with tracking devices.
And so when their populations start to decline, it can often take us by surprise.
Kapitanakos has a project to track vultures by collecting feathers left behind at feeding sites. She uses the DNA to tell which individual bird has been where. But with so little information out there about turkey vultures, it's good that USDA specialists like Chad Forehand are the only ones allowed to drive them out of town. For Forehand, the birds are important players in the ecosystem.
They're the scavengers that are cleaning up a lot. That's very important. They just need to sleep elsewhere instead of being here, and everything would be perfect.
Perfectly vulture-free. At least, for now. For NPR News, I'm Liz Baker.